Hi, this is Wade Rausch from Xconomy. Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2009. I wanted to record another quick podcast, mainly as a way to test out AudioBoo. I'm writing a column about it for tomorrow in Xconomy, but thought it would be a good idea to try it out some more. I want to provide some actual content today, though, by going through some recent stories from Xconomy and maybe make this into a little bit of a sort of mini headline podcast. So the top story on Xconomy today, at the moment anyway, is a story from Greg Huang in our Seattle Bureau. It's a great piece, Data Domain Founder Kai Lee on EMC Acquisition and the Future of Data Storage. Greg was able to meet with Kai Lee, one of the founders and the chief scientist, former chief scientist at Data Domain, which, as you probably know, was finally acquired yesterday by Hopkinton, Mass-based EMC, which had been pursuing the company for quite some time. And Greg writes, "Now I know why venture capitalists walk the halls at the University of Washington. You never know who you might run into. My timing was impeccable yesterday as I sat down with Kai Lee, co-founder and chief scientist of Data Domain, the Santa Clara, CA-based data storage company that just got bought by EMC for $2.1 billion in cash." Well, and the piece goes on with an extensive Q&A talking about the importance of data duplication software, why EMC wanted to acquire Data Domain. What exactly is data deduplication? That's a hard word to say. I wonder if that actually becomes something that if you work at Data Domain, it gets easier to say over time. We have a story from Luke Timmerman, who's actually on vacation, but was thoughtful enough to provide us with quite a few stories to run while he was gone, about a company called Microgreen Polymers, Arlington, Washington-based company that makes technology for recycling plastic into cheap, environmentally friendly coffee cups, among other things. Apparently, Microgreen Polymers has raised $1.6 million for its expansion from a Washington venture capital fund called WRF Capital. Let's see what else we have. We have a story from our boss, Bob Buderi, editor-in-chief and founder of Xconomy. It's a piece about Massachusetts startup fundraising. Turns out that startups in Massachusetts raised $145 million in June, which is a figure that comes from a new Xconomy partner company called Chubby Brain. Turns out that healthcare companies were the focus of the deals in June. 9 out of the month's 17 deals were in the area of healthcare, but investment also ran the gamut from telecommunications to semiconductors to social media to online marketing. So you can check that story out as well. Well, I won't babble on, but this is an interesting experiment in different ways of getting our headlines out, and I hope you'll check out my column about AudioBoo at xconomy.com/Boston Friday morning. Thanks. This is Wade Rausch signing off from Xconomy.